The other two occupants of the carriage were old Mr. Emerson and Miss Lavish. For a dreadful thing had happened. Mr. Beebe, without consulting Mr. Eager, had doubled the size of the party. And though Miss Bartlett and Miss Lavish had planned all the morning how the people were to sit, at the critical moment when the carriages came round, they lost their heads, and Miss Lavish got in with Lucy, while Miss Bartlett, with George Emerson and Mr. Beebe, followed on behind. It was hard on the poor chaplain to have his partie carrée thus transformed. Lucy, elegantly dressed in white, sat erect and nervous amid these explosive ingredients, attentive to Mr. Eager, repressive towards Miss Lavish, watchful of old Mr. Emerson, hitherto fortunately asleep, thanks to the drowsy atmosphere of spring. She looked on the expedition as the work of fate. But for it, she would have avoided George Emerson successfully. In an open manner, he had shown that he wished to continue their intimacy. She had refused, not because she disliked him, but because she did not know what had happened, and suspected that he did know. And this frightened her. Each time that she avoided George, it became more imperative that she should avoid him again. And now celestial irony, working through her cousin and two clergymen, did not suffer her to leave Florence till she had made this expedition with him through the hills. Meanwhile, Mr. Eager held her in civil converse. Their little tiff was over.
"So, Miss Honeychurch, you are travelling? As a student of art?"
"Oh, dear me, no."
"Perhaps as a student of human nature," interposed Miss Lavish. "Like myself?"
"Oh, no. I'm here as a tourist."
"Oh, indeed," said Mr. Eager. "We residents sometimes pity you poor tourists, not a little. Handed about like a parcel of goods from Venice to Florence, from Florence to Rome, living herded together in pensiones or hotels, their one anxiety to get done or through and go on somewhere else. You know the American girl in Punch who says, 'Say, Papa, what did we see at Rome?' And the father replies, 'Why, guess Rome was the place where we saw the yellow dog.' There's travelling for you. Ha ha."
During this speech, the two figures on the box were sporting with each other disgracefully. Lucy had a spasm of envy. They were probably the only people enjoying the expedition. The carriage swept with agonizing jolts up through the piazza of Fiesole and into the Settignano Road.
"Piano! Piano!"
said Mr. Eager, elegantly waving his hand over his head.
"Va bene, signore,"
crooned the driver, and whipped his horses up again. The other carriage was left behind. As the pace increased to a gallop, the large, slumbering form of Mr. Emerson was thrown against the chaplain with the regularity of a machine.
"Piano! Piano!"
said he, with a martyred look at Lucy. An extra lurch made him turn angrily in his seat. Phaeton, who for some time had been endeavouring to kiss Persephone, had just succeeded. A little scene ensued. The horses were stopped, the lovers were ordered to disentangle themselves, the boy was to lose his pourboire, the girl was immediately to get down.
"She is my sister,"
said he, turning round on them with piteous eyes. Mr. Eager took the trouble to tell him that he was a liar. At this point, Mr. Emerson, whom the shock of stopping had awoke, declared that the lovers must on no account be separated, and patted them on the back to signify his approval. And Miss Lavish, though unwilling to ally him, felt bound to support the cause of Bohemianism.
"Most certainly I would let them be," she cried. "I have always flown in the face of the conventions all my life." "We must not submit," said Mr. Eager. "He is treating us as if we were a party of Cook's tourists."
The other carriage had drawn up behind, and sensible Mr. Beebe called out that after this warning, the couple would be sure to behave themselves properly.
"Leave them alone,"
Mr. Emerson begged the chaplain, of whom he stood in no awe.
"To be driven by lovers? A king might envy us.
and if we part them, it's more like sacrilege than anything I know.